two passages written centuries apart that speak with one voice. Both speak of the way things should not be done, and that there is a better way. In the gospel, we get that refrain constantly through there, didn't we? Go and do this in secret, where the Father will see, and where you will then be rewarded. Giving alms, fasting, living a Christian life. Well, living the Christian life is not something that we think we should do in secret. After all, showing love for one another is not something just to do in secret. But it seems to me this speaks about some of the ways in which we do what we do, and what is our motive for doing what we do. In none of those passages do we hear that fasting is a bad thing. It's just, what is that fasting you are doing? If fasting is just about abstinence from something for a period of time, then maybe it has not much effect at all. If abstinence just means stopping, whether seen or unseen by whoever, then what purpose is it really serving? Isaiah, when he speaks, says there is a true way of fasting, which is not about abstinence from food and things like that. It's about choosing to make sacrificial offering of your time, of your life, in ways that will benefit others. Look, he says, you serve your own interest on the fast day. He points out that when people fast, and maybe you've experienced this, when you feel a little bit hungry, you get a bit grouchy, a bit argumentative. Maybe your temper becomes a little bit shorter. What good is that? Says the prophet. What good is it if you abstain from food and the result of your abstaining is that you quarrel with each other, you fight with each other, you treat your workers badly? Of what use, of what good is that? Isaiah's message really is abstaining from that which does harm to others, and instead do things which are good for others. Is this not the fast I choose, he writes, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free? How reminiscent of the words that we read in the last chapters of Matthew, in chapter 25, when we hear these words of, is not it to share bread with the hungry, bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked, to clothe them? This is the offering that Isaiah, that Jesus, are both saying is the offering that we should make to God. And when we come to a day like Ash Wednesday, then it is a time for us to remember, humbly remember, that there are times when maybe we don't do that as much as we could. That maybe there are times when, for whatever reason, but usually to do with our own needs in those moments, that we look after ourselves and forget others. We serve our own needs rather than the needs of the person in front of us. And to be quite honest, in this day and age, there are times when I think many people find it a struggle enough to meet their own needs, let alone even begin to think how to answer the needs of others. And yet that is something we are called to. That if we can, if we have the ability to share what we have, our time, our energy, our resources in ways which do not mean that we starve, but that we help others not starve as well. And it's those actions that Jesus says are the ones that we need to do, not in a public way. Of course, as churches, we will always have collections for people in need. But this isn't talking about congregations in that way. This is talking about us as individuals. Do you remember how Jesus sits by the entrance to the temple or by the offering plate and he sees people coming up and he sees the rich putting in big thick wads of money, and a widow comes and brings two small coins. How much more, says Jesus, she has given than any of the others. For she gives out of the little that she has, while others are touching or are showing themselves by the way that they are giving, how wonderful they are, and yet probably not feeling it at all. So says Isaiah, so says Jesus, turn from those ways. Turn from those ways which are to show you as a good person to actually the way of being a good person. To thinking about our every action, how it affects others, whether it brings them relief in their need, whatever their need may be. Help wherever you can, in whatever way you can. That sounds a bit like John Wesley. But then John Wesley had got that right, hadn't he? To do what we can, whenever we can, to whomever we can, for as long as ever we can. For that is the call to true fasting that we hear in Isaiah, that we hear through Jesus, that the world needs today. For we have that world where there is much need. And what they don't need is people in the church to wear sackcloth and ashes and kneel in penitential prayer in their sanctuaries. They need people who will walk the streets and help wherever they can. So may we, in this service, remember that call. May we, in this service, remember that we do this as servants of God, to bring God's kingdom to the world. And may we remember this is not for our sake. It's not for our glory. It's for the kingdom of God. Amen.